Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
Good, I was just watching you pull the microphone off the stand. And flail around, but it's all sussed.
It's all good. Tess fixed it.
It's all good. Teamwork
sometimes
in the studio today.
I feel
today.
Like that sting has like a whispering underneath.
It does.
Else?
It does.
It's oh,
whispering
okay.
in the theater.
Okay.
But it makes me feel a bit weird sometimes.
I didn't even know if it's me losing it or if it's
hearing
but
voices.
But ASMR on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hey, how's it going there, Zoe?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Got some theatre for you,
yeah.
As I do each week.
Culture.
Yeah. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is a 60-minute special that Cirque du Soleil
Beautiful.
Has up on YouTube.
Awesome.
I mean, if you don't know Cirque du Soleil, I was just briefly looking up the history of it. They started in 1984, I believe, when they were just a mere troupe of 20, and now they've grown into this sort of global phenomenon.
And again, this is kind of one of those situations where there's lots of stink things about coronavirus, obviously, but it means we get to see things that would normally cost so much money at home for free, which is awesome.
Definitely. I remember like in primary school, there was this one day where like two of my rich friends were taken out of school to like their families were taking them to Cirque du Soleil.
Wow.
And I was just like so salty, just like sitting in class like,
I want to see Cirque du Soleil. Well, now we all can.
Now, so now you can watch it from the comfort of your own home.
You can. There's acrobats. There are some clowns. I tried to watch it last night with the kid that I nanny, and she got exactly 1 minute and 47 seconds in before going like, oh, I'm going to stick to Netflix. So.
No, okay.
But I loved it, and also it's cool. It's acrobats
cool.
flying.
That's awesome.
So
where can you find it?
On the YouTube channel. It's just Cirque du Soleil YouTube. And I saw one yesterday, but as I just Googled it before, it looks like there are quite a few.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
so you can
quite a cool
fill your whole weekend.
That's so interesting. I wonder like if that will be a limited time thing.
Yeah, not that I could see.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's like National Theatre where you have a week to watch the show and then they take it away.
I mean, I guess it's still not the same as watching an acrobat fly over your head, so they're probably not being like, oh, well, they've seen it online, they'll never come to a show, you know?
I get so anxious seeing acrobats live. I can't watch. I'm like, oh, no.
Like, okay, it's recorded. They probably didn't fall off.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They wouldn't put in their, like, broken bones on this thing.
Right, that sounds cool. What else have we got?
Next up, there's this show by a company called Definitely Theatre, but deaf as in cannot hear, Definitely Theatre. And they're a company over in England, and they've filmed some of their shows. It's not the sort of same production value as, you know, the National Theatre like no sort of tricky camera movements and close-ups, but it's pretty cool. And they're shows that are presented in both British Sign Language and in English.
Oh, cool.
So they've got a YouTube channel, which is just called Definitely Theatre. They've done some pretty cool stuff. They did a couple of productions at the Globe. I think they did
awesome.
Like a deaf version of... I can't remember, Love's Labour's Lost, maybe? But this show that I saw was called Contractions, and it's an hour long, and it's a sort of dark comedy about like faceless corporations and nameless
cool.
management, that sort of whole capitalist environment. And I think it was filmed. I didn't know if it was just a really good set or if it was actually filmed in like a real office.
Oh, okay,
so,
that's
yeah,
really
it
awesome.
Looks pretty cool. And again, it's for free and it's on YouTube and it's an hour, so it's not too much of a
commitment. You
know, yeah, exactly. Not like a 3 hour long, I don't know what's 3 hours. A long
time. A long time. That sounds great.
Yeah. And then, of course, another National Theatre one, because they're just so good every time. But this one is Coriolanus, which is a Shakespeare. And
it's based. One of the weird ones, eh? Is it?
Yeah.
Coriolanus? It's one of the ones that people sort of like, oh, yeah, that's a play.
Yeah, I saw this quote like in a review for it that was like, more respected than revered. It's like, okay.
Okay.
But the dashingly handsome Tom Hiddleston is in it.
Nice.
There's lots of blood, and I think there's this one scene where it's a shower on stage.
Shower of blood?
No, a normal shower. But I love it when there are just wacky things. things on stage that you're cool. like, that shouldn't be there. That
How'd
should
you
be
get
in
that?
A, that should be in my house.
Theatre
that
magic.
Shower.
Love it.
Yeah, so this is quite an interesting play, and I guess the sort of core of it is how like unchecked rage corrodes, dehumanizes, and destroys Ooh. Its subject, who is Tom Hiddleston. And it's, I was reading this review, it was so brutal, but they clearly liked it, but it was like, not very effective in evoking the audience's sympathies as opposed to like Hamlet Ooh. Or Romeo and Juliet, but it's very raw and visceral and sort of intense and serious. So
if you're feeling serious, this is the one for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, or if you just like Tom Hiddleston.
And lots of blood.
And showers.
And showers. That's for fans of. For fans yeah. of showers, watch this one. Well, that, yes. sounds fantastic, Zoe. Plenty yeah. going on in the
totally.
Theatre world. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Doing our rounds of applause in the